Recorded Books presents Justice's Devotion, The Barrett Brothers, Book 1, by Maya, narrated by Vance Goodwin and Anna Lynn Wright. Justice. Hey, Coach Barrett. Walking through the halls of the high school, young girls giggled with their friends as they eyed me and waved shyly. The real bold girls would greet me and ask for a hug. I shook my head but gave respectful nods their way as I walked to the locker room. Y'all got 5 minutes to be out on the court for your stretches, I announced into the room of athletes. My varsity players were gearing up for practice just as the fourth period bells rang through the speakers. I was one of the assistant coaches for the varsity basketball team at the high school I'd gone to when I was a young boy. I'd loved basketball since before I could walk. The sport had been one of the few positives in my life, since my home environment wasn't ideal for even the strongest person in the world. I worked my ass off to be the best, and had even gone to the NBA for a few seasons. Sadly, an injury halted my professional career, which caused me to return to my roots to help the youth achieve their goals of going to the NBA as well. So far, I'd had over 20 boys from my teams over the years go to Division I colleges as hopeful NBA prospects. We'll be doing drills and running scrimmages for the next hour, I informed the locker room, to which they replied with various grunts of acknowledgement. I clapped my hands, and they all ran out onto the court to give me 3 laps while I set up the drills. The drive in these young boys was a beautiful sight to see. I instilled so much of my own hunger into them because I saw myself in many of them. We were all from the same neighborhood where the drug dealers and pimps ran the streets. They recruited young boys faster than any sports scout, military agency, or college. These kids deserved more than a life destroyed by the streets. When I was growing up, we mourned a loss damn near daily. Shielding them from as many of the elements as I could was one of my goals as their coach. Coach B, we've been doing this same drill for the last 20 minutes, one of my star players, Jacoby Newman, complained while lifting his arms above his head to assist in oxygen flow to his lungs. Crossing my arms over my chest, I raised an eyebrow. Repetition is a key factor in success. You think the greats in the league were whining about a couple drills? Or were they out there putting in the work to have them drills etched into their memory? Smacking his lips, Jacoby replied, I know this shit like I know my ABCs. You might, but this isn't a single-player game. Last time I checked, this was a team sport. I rubbed my hands together. I know what kind of sport this is. Jacoby wiped the trail of sweat on his forehead with the bottom of his shirt. I got a proposition for you then. If you can do this defensive drill against me without letting me score a bucket, I'll end practice early. Everybody can get out of here. Cheers erupted amongst the team. Jacoby smirked as he grabbed the ball and nodded. What's up then, Coach B? Raising my hand, I continued. However, if I score on you, the rest of practice will be spent running this same play in addition to 6 laps around the court. The cheers died down as the players looked at Jacoby. Paul stepped up and placed a hand on his teammate's shoulder. Bro, you got this. You're one of the best defensive players on the team. Don't let Coach psych you out. We trust you. Others joined in on uplifting Jacoby. I fought the urge to smile at the camaraderie amongst these boys. So, what's it gonna be? I asked. Jacoby threw the ball at me and nodded. Let's do this. I dribbled the ball to the half-court line and got into position. Jacoby got into his defensive position. I blew the whistle to start the drill. We ran the drill, and Jacoby was giving me a very solid run-through. His defense was impeccable, but I caught him with a reverse and ran around him. The end result was me sinking an effortless layup. Jacoby swore under his breath and hung his head. Nah, keep your head up, youngin'. You had me worried for a second. Your defense was almost perfect. Because of that, I'll ease up on you and let y'all end practice after running your usual
Sample complete. Ready to continue?